Football fans everywhere knew that Nebraska was truly Practice.
I see.
And then trying to get a few more days in there, it's about early last week. But I think we can be a good football team.
I'm gonna bet against you.
We have a better quarterback team this year. You guys could, we're gonna take some of these fellows, and guess what, we did not get a couple of plays, so we're gonna play the Dallas Cowboys in a game in Chicago. All-star game.
Oh, they just done in Nebraska?
No, they're gonna have some, we're gonna coach our coaching staff.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a three.
Listen, I'd like to see Nebraska play the Cowboys.
I told you that.
For the first half, for the first, I mean, the second half, it would be rough.
I don't know.
Wait, no, we just play the next turn. I'm sure we'll do the same. Well, just like you say, on a serious note, that, I mean, I have a kid that a lot of being a football player. And I mean, I've often pointed out, I suppose, I've never made a team. I was on the side. I had a pretty good average to get through, but that didn't make a difference. The part is that, I really think that it's good for the country to have, men in the field athletics, whatever it may be, football, baseball, track, anything like that, going out where they have abilities and doing the best they can. I mean, this sounds like an old, bromide, cliche and the rest, but, the competitive spirit is what made this country. It's fashionable these days to talk about this really matter whether you're number one or not. Like I said, it may not matter. And everybody can't be. I'm sure the Oklahoma Falls feel pretty bad. You know, 35, 31, maybe they would be here. And maybe I'm sure Bear Bryant feels that way and a few others. But the point is that only when a individual or a nation strive for excellence, as I try to say in a little bit, only when that happens, does a nation live up to its capabilities. You always have that in this country. And it's the example of you all set. As you get out there and be a little, some people play pro ball, some people coach at home, some people teach, and others, of course, will be in other parts of life, either now or later. But these young kids, you know, you're close enough to them to remember when you were much younger, that they need the inspiration of the fact that is vitally important in life, and sports is just one segment of life, but important comes not only in life, but in life. That whatever our capabilities are, you know, to get out there and give everything you've got. You're going to lose some. And in fact, I saw you lose one in Orange Bowl, that 38-20 game. You had a great team, that was true. You lose some, and you learn a lot from losing too. And then sometimes you win some, win it all the way. But the important thing for our young people is to see that people that are champions, as you call us champions, that you're really setting an example for them, an example on the field and off the field. And that's one of the reasons why I'm delighted to welcome the Nebraska team here in Georgia. Not only number one on the field, but because I think you set a fine example. I watched what you said, your statements have been good. You know, the press comes in and tries to do this and that kind of thing. Kept your poise, you're a gentleman. And on the field, you get higher. And off the field, you have yourselves as champions of life. So, you know, my success in years ahead, and I can't say that I've always been, you see, I don't really come off this team, you know, about me, I'd be very careful. In fact, I called on Sheila at the time, anyone there, but everybody put up against Miami and Texas, and kind of answered the Texas, but the point is that, all of us for something, for our school, for our city, for our state, and for our country. And I know play hard, fine, it can have a good inspirational effect on people. I think the Danny Coach needs to drive it. You've got lots of this country, so we wish you well.
Let me see, you get anything else, get this part.
Leave a lot of good. Yeah, I'd like to get. This is the market issue. And we have reproduced a company on this. So I'd like to reach you and have a presentation now. And so that everybody is the in the party. Even George can have some. George can afford a fine, so. And now where the golf balls are. How many golfers?
Golfers.
I have a friend, John Kendall, who owns the Wilson Golf Company. So he sends me golf balls. This is the presidential seal on a golf ball. And that's a signature on it. So please get your golf ball. Since you're all happy, I'm going to tell you what I told the vice president. I gave him my signature. I gave him a box. Well, good luck. Hope you enjoy your tour. Whether you're extracted the right team or not. Well, I mean, Mark Starr is, of course, a great ball. And they're ready for it. You know, for a new man to come along.
President, Jerry Tidy said May was going to mass the guard out of things tonight because he didn't celebrate.
Jerry looks a little bigger than I had expected.
He is going to be.
You don't look as big as you do on TV. I just want to thank you. And you don't either. I mean, you're extremely compact. What do you weigh about? 212?
228.
228. You look like you do.
So you are the most trying to get here.
Just all of us are faster. So do you.
No, I'm a little slower.
Can you move with that?
Do you cover my back lock or eye lock?
Yeah.
He's going to run that form right. He's going to try to get it.
That is. Listen, the red scene of the head of player one this year, too. All we need is that one guy. Like our sweet, the red scene had a marvelous player, you know, who got broke his ankle, so I was Taylor. Taylor is the best. Best if you break any game open, you have your ability, your eyes, you can catch them all. You can really go. But you know, you can help lose.
That was one
of the very much curious. Frank,
that's yours.
German store. Before you fall asleep, I have a free afternoon. I just pull over. I was locked.
one other year, which is town.
We really have the Christmas on.
And they're all students, right? Everybody's student?
Yeah.
Well, you sign bills, your first car, I'll talk to this. And they have all the other, once we sign bills, we use these pens and then give them out to the Congress and senators to sign the bill. Part of the decision.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got anything else? Bill O'Reilly, our president, is there in football.
Wow, great.
Thank you, George.
Well, I know the state's pretty interesting.
Well, I can give my best to the big president.
I'll tell him I ain't playing a lot.
Great to see you. I never remember, forget my visit that.
Well, I'm going to do the day.
Oh, Bob, listen, when I saw you on this, I didn't realize you're coming. I'd love to come to the campus again, but I couldn't justify. I just wanted to try and talk to you, so I couldn't get out for a second. Just give you a different kind of feeling. Yeah, it is that way. I'm serious, we will get a frame, but you may want a frame of this. If it's your own, you see, frames to a picture, your other frames, like you want, so that's what we do down here. Okay, 5 minutes. Thank you.
Please, you're good, I'm trying to make it.
Thank you. Yeah, Charlie, how are you? Right, good to see you. Well, I know they actually want to join the business. Well, they say we're grassroots.
Thank you.
And we're going to be doing a refreshment.